This brings the total to 10 commercial turkey operations. Further testing is underway to determine the virus type. But Dr. T.J. Myers, Associate Deputy Administrator of USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, says that by responding to the Indiana avian influenza incident quickly, an extended outbreak can be stopped or limited.
Since the outbreak last year and all the lessons learned from that, there's been a lot of good work to increase our preparatory efforts at the federal side, the state side, and the industry side. Industry and poultry producers have been doing a lot to strengthen their biosecurity. So we are hopeful that as we respond very quickly to this virus, that we can get it contained and hopefully not see an extensive outbreak like we did last year. But again, we'll see how the days to come unfold.
APHIS is working closely with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health on a joint incident response. The state says that poultry flocks in the surrounding area are being tested daily for the presence of avian influenza. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.